You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Sunday, September 7th from 3 to 4 p.m., come and join WONY for a general interest meeting. This will be happening in Fitzell Hall 303. Come learn all about radio. On Monday, September 8th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club featuring Cody Woods. This will be happening in the waterfront in Hunt Union from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, head on down to Tuesday Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for a lip gloss keychain making event. All supplies will be included. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, September 11th, join the Alumni Association for a 9/11 memorial happening from 9 to 10 a.m. by the 9/11 pillars in the quad. On Friday, September 12th, join the Activities Council for a screening of Friday Fright Vampire. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 8 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, September 13th, join the Caribbean Student Association for a paint and powder party. This will be happening in Hunt Union on the third floor from 2 to 5 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
incredible vision, cracked alabaster from head to toe, just this terrible crescendo, heading towards a conclusion, dying for a conclusion, that ends on retrospective street, in love with every person I meet, in love with the gun club. Husk floating on an ocean on the surface of the King of France. Thousand yard stare stares at the menu and grins from this angle in a certain light. All bets are off on every thing. It's all the same thing under a certain light. Women fill out, men crumble inwards. There, I didn't want to say it, but I did. My life's a giant lid closing on an eye. It's all the same thing in a certain light. It's all the same thing in a certain light. But we live in the light. It is exquisite. It goes through you. It goes through your legs. God is famous for punishing.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna. I'm your DJ on air. I'm starting a little late because I'm training today, so I hope everyone is very patient with me. You were listening to another episode of What's in My Attic? Nope. Cleaning Out the Attic. I made that mistake last time where I misnamed my own show, but we're back this time, again, with Cleaning Out the Attic. So we're going to play a song here while we get situated, okay? I know I'm starting late today. That's okay. You still love me. So just give me a second. We're gonna get calibrated. We're gonna get centered. We're gonna get balanced. Okay? So I'll be with you guys in 1 second, okay? Listen to the song. My name is On. I'm your DJ on air. Again, sorry for starting late, but I am a pro, so I have been training some of the new DJs coming on to WONY. That's right, WONY, the SUNY Oneonta. Oh, let me try that again. SUNY Oneonta radio station. And I have a trainee with me right now, my dear roommate, Mary Kate. Mary Kate, please say hi.
Hi.
Oh, beautiful. And can you hear yourself through the headphones all right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, how is everyone? I missed you guys dearly since last Sunday, and I know I'm starting late, but I also have a whole nother hour, so don't get impatient, okay? And you won't believe it, on the second hour, we're going to have a different trainee, my friend Maddie, I think. She hasn't texted me back, so we're going to see. So, Mary, you want to tell us? I just so everyone knows in the studio, Mary, you can't see this. Right now, I'm, like, gesturing and, like, pointing towards you, but you can't see it because there's a big monitor blocking us. I'm going to try and stand up. Oh. Oh. Okay, I have to hold the mic. This feels a little more natural, though. Okay. All right. Woo. Oh. Oh. All right. Oh. Okay, cool. Hi. I can see you now. All right. Mary, introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Mary.
What year are you?
Oh yeah, I'm a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm music industry, mm-hmm. International studies dual major.
Boom, that's beautiful.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I wish you were standing on the side because you could see just how bad I peaked the mic when I laughed. So that's why I have to keep the mic down a little. I'll turn yours up a little. Okay. Can you? I think I already asked this. Is that weird? Can you hear yourself through the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. I always think it's weird, but it's also kind of cool because I love my voice. All right. Let's just jump straight to it a little bit. I'm not going to make you chit-chat because you seem to not. I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. But again, we're here with Cleaning Out the Attic, where I take a bunch of CDs from my attic, and then I play them and I talk about them because they're from my attic and they're probably old. So I don't know. It's like what's old is new. All right. Let me reach over and grab the CDs. Hopefully everyone can hear them. Can you hear them? So we have four CDs. I will say one of these are actually, well, not recent, but I bought it recently. Mary actually picked this one out. And she was like, oh, what is this? And I was like, it's kind of a long story, so we're going to explain it. But first we have, again, we might not get all these CDs. We have Michael Jackson on the album Dangerous. Ooh. Steely Dan and the Royal Scam. I do know Steely Dan. I love Steely Dan. I haven't listened to this this album in particular. I know Mary was saying, big Steely Dan fan. Are mm-hmm. you going to say?
It's just fire.
So yeah. What's this album? Aja?
Asia.
Aja?
Asia.
Is it Aja?
Asia. Like the continent.
But it's AJA. I thought it was Asia. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's my favorite one. We have Tower of Power on the album Top, which we played last episode. I just kind of brought it as a backup in case we don't have enough. And then I have a CD that says J-pop CD. It's a big yellow. The case is yellow. Oh, another thing. You cannot curse on the live air or you will get in trouble. I almost did, but I didn't.
Okay.
So that's important. I did just drop the CD. But it's just a big yellow case and it says J-pop CD. Oh, and the CD is not inside here. So we actually can't play J-pop CD because there is no CD inside the cassette. I mean, inside the case. Okay. Well, maybe we can imagine what it would sound like later. But you know, I had not even considered that some of the CDs in my attic may not be there. I don't know. Okay. Okay. So this is the last one. This is the one Mary picked out. This is Kamen Rider O's. It's three O's, but there's no S at the end, but you say O's. Full Combo Collection. Mm-hmm. This is in Japanese, and I'm going to explain what this is. So, you know Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Power Rangers in America is based off of Super Sentai, which is the same thing, but in Japan. And it's, like, really old. Or it started a very long time ago. So, it, you know, it's, like, dudes in suits, and they transform, and then they destroy monsters, right? There's another series next to that that it's still going.
Okay.
But it never gets translated into English because it's, like, not popular or something, called Kamen Rider, which is Masked Rider. And so it's this one dude, and he transforms, and he beats people up. But there's a different one every season. So, like, it started in, like, the 70s, I want to say, and it was Kamen Rider. And then, like, the next year, it was so popular, they made, oh, here's Kamen Rider Black. And then they made the next one, and it was like, oh, here's Kamen Rider RX. And then the next year, like, okay, that was really popular. Let's make Kamen Rider Kuga. So it's still going. They came out with one, like, this year. It's daytime television of a guy in a superhero suit. And he transforms. He says, Henshin, transform. And then he beats up the evil guys. So that's basically what you need to know. This one is the very first one I ever watched. Whether I watched it legally or illegally, it's not up for you to know. But I watched Kamen Rider O's, and it was my favorite one. I don't know how to, like, go more into this without sounding like a nerd. He beats people up, and he beats up the greeds, and then he saves the world. So, basically, it has a soundtrack. And I was at Otakon, which is short for Otaku Convention, in Baltimore, before I came to school. It's a big convention where a bunch of nerds come out, and they hang out, and then you can buy stuff and, like, cosplay, like, anime and cartoons and books and stuff and whatever, so. So I was there, I guess, and I saw this, the physical CD. So I have it now. And I love it. And it's all in Japanese, but we can still chart it, and I will still play some for you and Mary, because I feel like your interest has probably peaked.
Yeah.
And I think you really love Kamen Rider, and I think you just want to be a big fan so bad. Okay. So we're going to boot up the CD. Mary, I'm going to ask you to come over here so you can watch me boot up the CD.
Okay.
Say bye to everyone.
Bye.
Yeah. She's saying bye, but she's still here. She's just coming to my side now. And I'm going to... There's no, like, easy way to do this without it seeming kind of weird and choppy. So I'm now going to play-by-play explain to you, the viewer, how to put a CD in here, which, again, is pretty self-explanatory if you've ever used a CD player. So first, take the CD. This is a fancy one. This has two... I forgot to say this. This has two discs. Oh, it actually has... Uh-huh. It has... the CDs, and then it has the music videos, which I can only find in 180 pixels on YouTube. But it's, yeah. So anyways, take the CD out of the case. And be careful with it, because this was like $40. Okay. Turn on, I can't remember which one I used. I think I used this one. Turn on the CD player. Hit the power button. Woo! Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the claim. Right.
Okay. Make sure there's nothing in there. I don't think there's anything in there. Okay. Now, put it in there. It's not going to start playing until you hit the play button. So don't worry about, like, whatever. You know? Okay. So, I want to play the first song. How many songs? There's only, like, 5 songs on this. There's 7 songs, and then the songs and instrumentals. And then there's a dialogue version and a combo change medley. I did listen to the medley. It was all right. Okay. So I just clicked the first one because I want to play the first song, which is Regret Nothing, Tighten Up, which is the theme song. Or it's not the theme song, actually. This is when he first transforms. Okay. Each transformation has a theme song. This is, okay. They correlate.
Yeah,
okay.
Makes sense.
I think this is CD1. So turn the volume for CD1 up. And then turn it on. Again, it's not going to play until you hit play here. So that's on. That's fine.
Okay.
Just ready. It's ready to go. And you won't hear it on the speakers until I turn the mic off. Hi, everyone. So we're going to hit play. I have my headphones on. You would have your headphones on.
Right.
So, oh, here. Put the headphones on and tell me if it plays.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trusting you to tell me if it plays or not, okay? Headphones on. Whoa. I don't know what that was. Yeah, I'm tweaking.
Okay.
So, how did everyone like that really niche Japanese CD that I got from a convention? Did everyone like it? Please call in and ask. Or don't. That's fine. I actually have the phone off the ringer right now, so don't call.
Okay.
So, again, thank you to all my loyal Cleaning Out the Attic viewers. We have not been doing much talk about the attic. But that's okay, because you need to train the future generations so that they can clean out their attics. So right now, I don't know, am I allowed to talk about training people on the air? I feel like that's, like, is it like bad if I give away our trade secrets about how to use the radio equipment? I feel like that's fine. Okay, so what was I just explaining to you? For everyone who just tuned in, Mary is here to my left. Say hi, Mary.
Hi.
I don't know if you can hear her through the mic because she's not an actual mic. We're doing a little training for Clean Out the Attic. Again, my name is Anna. I'm your DJ on air. I have a show every Sunday, 10 to 12, 10 in the morning to 12 p.m., where I play CDs from my attic and we talk about them. We're not doing that right now. Okay, we're training right now. What was I just telling you about? I kind of lost it. Oh, the phone. Okay, so to all my viewers, if you ever want to call in, if you want to call in right now, call in. The phone number is 607-436-2711. You see the phone number right there? If you ever want someone to call in. Yeah, no. I do not know that number off the top of my head. It is on a sticky note on the computer. Okay. So, but I think the number also, if you guys ever miss and you do want to call in, I believe the number is on our website, wonyfm.org. I did memorize that one. wonyfm.org. I believe our phone number is there. So when you pick up the phone, pick it up, bing, click the button, bing, and then don't, this is important, after you pick up, don't put it back on the ringer. You need to, like, leave it here. Yes, because they'll be like, oh, do you want to be on air? Yeah, I'll put you on air. Clink, and, you know, you leave them hanging. So, after you pick it up and they're on air, leave it there.
Okay.
And this is important. Again, have the headphones on because you can't hear the other person unless you have the headphones on.
Okay.
It won't play through the monitors. And then where it says phone one, mm-hmm. there's only one phone. Turn it on, ding, and turn it up. Okay? Volume so they can hear them, and then you control it if it's too loud, if it's too quiet. And then when they hang up, turn it off. Because otherwise, if you leave it on, people will hear the phone being like, bring, 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 which is kind of funny. But I don't know if that's okay to do. So just generally don't do that. Okay? All right. So, okay. Ooh. All right. I'm not going to say the training checklist out loud. One, because I didn't know we had a training checklist. And two, I think that's like trade secrets. But what else? I think that's it. Is there anything here you feel like you don't understand that you would like for me to go over? And to anyone else, any of my listeners, hi dedicated listeners, I am a trainer. I can train people on WONY FM 90.9. don't forget that, WONY 90.9. So if you guys really like my show, if any of you guys, if any students on campus, whoa, if any students on campus are listening and you're like, I really want to get into the radio show, but the training seems like I don't know what to do, just join. I promise we're a really nice open club. We have fun. We eat food sometimes. And we listen to music. If you feel like you have like a really niche music taste and you don't know anyone who knows any music, come to WONY. There's going to be someone there. You heard what I just played on the air. And if not, if maybe you're a person who's like, I listen to every single thing ever. I don't know. I'm just saying, come join WONY. And I'll train you and it'll be really awesome and cool and nice, I promise. I also have 2 hours, so, you know. Anything?
Yeah, okay.
I'm already starting to get tired now, so I feel like we can now, we only have like 20 minutes left, maybe 10, but I feel like we can just transition to having a show now. So I know you didn't like talking too much, but I need you to get back on the mic 3. Okay. Mary's getting sent back to the torture chamber. The microphone on the other side of the room where I can't see her. Okay. Oh, and this is important. Sometimes the iMac will fall asleep and log you out. And it's really annoying because you have to log back in. So just keep that in mind. Okay. Oh, yeah, mic 3? Yeah. Okay. Okay, that was way too loud. I just super spiked. I'm so sorry. The computer just super spiked the audio. Okay. So, Mary, what did you think of the songs I just played?
Fire.
Fire?
Yeah,
you thought it
fire.
Was fire? Thank
yeah.
you. Are you lying?
No. No, it was fire.
Are you sure? You
I'm said, positive.
You said nothing.
No, I'm so positive.
Okay.
It was fire.
I believe you. Thank you. Okay. So that was... where's this? Where'd you put the CD? Oh. That was Kamen Rider O's Full Combo Collection. And if you ever have the chance, like, if you like Godzilla... like old Godzilla movies, I feel like you would probably like any Kamen Rider show, any like another one is Ultraman. That's a little more popular. I think they came with a movie. I don't know if you saw that. It was like the Ultraman. It's like a 3D animated one. I didn't see that one.
I've never even seen the Power Rangers.
So I haven't either, actually.
I just know what it is. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was it. I really like that one. Okay. So we actually only have 3 CDs because the J-pop CD is missing the CD. And I already played Tower of Power, which is really good. It was like a jazz, funk, soul.
Yeah.
Really good. So we have Michael Jackson or Steely Dan, which Mary chose. And I think we only have time to play one of them, unless you want to stay for the second hour.
But I should throw Michael Jackson on.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Do black or white.
Oh. This was... Okay. I just want to say really quickly. Oh, I just broke it. Oh, I actually did break it. Okay. So I just broke the cover. That's not what I was going to say.
Okay.
Last show, if anyone remembers, I played Moby, the album Play by Moby. I didn't really like it, but it had a sticker on the front that said $3.99 or 3 for $10.99. This Michael Jackson CD, Michael Jackson Dangerous, also has a $3.99 or 3 for $10. So I think the Moby Play CD and the Michael Jackson CD were bought together. So we're only missing one more, which means that at some point, those 3 CDs were bought for $10 total. 3. So I don't know where the third one is, but we found the second one. It's Michael Jackson. Dangerous. Okay. All right, let's play it. Do you care what song?
Play Black or White.
Black or White? You want to listen to Black or
White?
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
Okay. So Black and White, Black or White. Who Is It and Give In to Me are the 2 ones after that. So we'll just play those. I don't actually... Oh, let me see. Is there anything off here or no? That's another thing. I cannot remember the name of a song. So unless you play it for me, I won't know what you're talking about, okay. Even if it's, like, the most popular song ever in the world. So just keep in mind. Ooh, I didn't show you this. I'm now ejecting the last CD.
Good.
I know, crazy concept. And sometimes if you eject it and you leave it in there without taking it out, it'll just go back in.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay. Put the CD away. Click. Put Michael Jackson Dangerous. Song? Oh, it is on. Wait, what number is it? 8? Okay, black 8. Or white.
Yeah, black or white.
Okay, I don't know if we'll be able to get through the 3 songs. Well, I have a second hour.
Okay.
So, we can, actually. I'll just play the stuff. Okay, number 8. Click. Okay, turn it on. Is everyone ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Black or White by Michael Jackson. Quite a blend of songs we got going on here. Really nice. All right, play it.
What? Dad, this is the Spend my life being a color.
Never you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye.
No headphones because I can't get them. Okay, so we're reaching the top of the hour here. Mary is now going to demonstrate this hour of training shortly. Because we're going to go for, I keep wanting to say ad break, but we don't run ads. It's, you know, public radio station, so. We're going to PSA break. But ad break just sounds so much more natural. Like, oh, we got to run the ads. But again, I'm on your DJ Anna here. I'm here with Mary, who will hopefully be a DJ soon. What else? You need one more. What else do you need? You need a bumper. Or no. You don't need a bumper. You need the weekly news. See if there's a Wony weekly news. Yes. go. There's an arrow at the top. Do you see it? Like, further up. Because, like, you don't have to go back to... further up to the left.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I kept going back to gym, but I was like, there's gotta be an easier way to do that. So it should say Wony Weekly News, Legal IDs. Oh, news. You see where it says news? Yeah, so the news, a PSA. The bumper, you can just say, like, the bumper is just, you're listening to WONY 90.9. You just, like, I just did the bumper, so you can just do that. Anyways, we're gonna go, oh, my name is Anna, I'm DJ On Air. The training hour is over, pretty much. So we're gonna go to the next hour of my show. Don't hang up, because you love me. Again, I'm your DJ On. So that was Michael Jackson. That is, I know this is cleaning out the attic, but everyone knows Michael Jackson. So it isn't even like a, you know, it's not like he really got lost to antiquity or anything. Like, yeah. That was Black... That was like... And can I say something, Mary? Michael Jackson's great. That's a great song. That's the song that white Michael Jackson fans like. when he went... It don't matter. That's the Michael Jackson... Like, no hate. Great song. But I feel like the Michael Jackson I listened to was when he's like... Oh, what's the one he's like...
Oh,
yeah, you're man. You are white. Yeah, that's what white Michael Jackson.